Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. Just got back from a vacation in Colorado, thinking about a few things, and thought I'd talk about those a little bit this morning. One of the things that I'd like to discuss is the respect accorded science by the general population. So off the top of my head, I would say, is science respected and are scientists trusted is something I thought a lot about lately. Certainly, most people would say, oh, yes, scientists certainly are trusted and that science is respected. Look at all the great things that have been done in this country based on science. But it isn't clear to me that that's really even true. So if you look at the great claims of science based over the last 150 years or so, most of the respect accorded to science primarily is based on either medical advances or strict technological changes. So, for example, the discovery of x-rays or perhaps blood tests used by the medical industry. Antibiotics, of course, is a great example. The magnetic resonance imaging technique, lasers used in surgery and things like that. And on a technological bent, the space race, our ability to do things that people can clearly see are true and are happening. Communication satellites, things that impact each person's life in a very direct way, a way that they can look at it and think about. Those kinds of things seem to be afforded definitely with some respect. Certainly in physics, a very close link between the defense industry and things that physicists do. And of course, that is going to get some sort of respect given to it based strictly on those outcomes. If you look in the aftermath of World War II, a lot of nuclear physicists were accorded a great deal of respect based on their involvement in primarily a military exercise, which was the invention of the atomic bomb. So if you were to think about that and then think about some other kinds of things, like let's call it the journey to discovery, people are fascinated by that when it comes to certain things. Astronomy gets a lot of play in this area, looking for new life on other planets, exoplanets, going to Saturn or Jupiter or the New Horizons mission to Pluto. Those kinds of things capture the imagination and people's curiosity and imagination. When those are captured, of course, there's a certain amount of glow that the field is given due to that. But if you were to look at it a little more closely and say, how about when science interacts directly and there's an intersection of science with people's own statement of identity or their feelings about themselves? So I saw some new research that came out by a faculty member in a German university named Peter Nauroth in the journal Public Understanding of Science. He and some of his German colleagues are studying the idea that the perception of science and the perception of scientists can be guided very much by how people feel about their own identity. So, for example, in this particular study, some German students, if you want to look more into the study, you should go to that journal and look it up. But these students were essentially given some information. About 138 German university students were given information to read, and some of this information challenged, let's call it, some established identity characteristics that they had. So they were identified these characteristics, and then they read research that either affirmed or perhaps did not affirm some of the things that they felt about themselves. And then they were questioned and asked things about their perception of the validity of the science, the reputation of the scientists, and so forth. And they found that there's a link. When people's own feelings of self, when their own identity can be wrapped up in an issue, a good example might be video games. For a while, there's a lot of research being done on whether the violence inherent in some video games could spill over and actually influence violent behavior in the practitioners of those video games. And the science on that was pretty solid, and yet there was a severe backlash from people whose identity was directly bound up in video games themselves. And so those people, of course, let's call it at some level, poo-pooed the science or maybe vehemently denied the science that was behind this. So it comes down to a very simple question. Is science facts? Are facts just that? Are they just facts and that they're there? Or is opinion what really matters? Is the interpretation of science so open that a person's opinion can spring into the mix? We find that very likely to happen, certainly over the last decade, on a couple of issues. The issues might be intelligent design and versus evolution. And another issue, of course, might be human influence climate change. And on those, you'll many times hear people say, I just feel this is so, or this can't be happening, or this can't be right, or I disagree with this. People who are not practitioners of science at all, and certainly not the particular field on which they're commenting, would feel inhibited if somebody were to say to them, tell me how a magnetic resonance imaging machine works. They would say, well, I have no idea. I trust the experts on that. And yet for certain things, when people's own identity, their political identity, their sense of self becomes threatened in some way, they may feel an ability to weigh in on science where they don't have any expertise at all. An interesting thing to think about. This is Dave Cornelison once again for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.